Very early, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark out, Mary Magdala went to the tomb. Well, seeing that the stone had been rolled away, she ran to Peter and to the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, saying, "They have taken our master from the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him."
Well, both men ran to the tomb, but the other disciple reached the tomb first. And looking in, he saw the linen cloths and he hesitated to enter. But then Peter arrived at the tomb and he went right on in. And he saw the head cloth rolled up and set aside. Well, they saw and they believed, I see. They had not understood from Scripture until now that Jesus would rise again. And then they left and went back home.
But Mary remained at the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she looked into the tomb and she saw two angels dressed all in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the feet. And they said to her, Why are you weeping?
Because they have taken my master away and I don't know where to find him.
Now, having said this, Mary turned, and there was Jesus, but she did not recognize him.
And Jesus asked her, "Oh, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?"
Well, thinking he was the gardener, Mary said,
"Sir, if you have removed him, please tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
Then Jesus whispered, "Mary,
Rabboni!" Oh.
Eventually, Jesus spoke again, Mary, you must not hold on to me, for I must still ascend. But go now and tell the others that I am returning to your God and mine."
So Mary went to the other disciples. "I have seen the Lord," she said. And then she shared with them many of the things that Jesus had said to her.